Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, welcome to the Crimson Cafe. Let me show you to your seat.
KGZMRadio.com.
Arena Sue Will Production.
All right, all right. We are back. Welcome, welcome, welcome once again to Andrea's Crimson Cafe. And I am here with one of my favorite girls in the whole wide world. And her name is Jazzy. Say hi, everybody. That's my granddaughter, you guys. That's Jazzy. So she's going to be joining me. She's blowing kisses. Blowing right back at you, Bookie. That's my little Jazzy cake. So today we are going to be talking about Black history and the media. And one thing that I've learned, especially this week, is how important the media is to the African-American community. And by media, we're going to cover a lot of ground with that. It's more than just what we normally think when it comes to media. And so we're going to go over that in just a little while. But before we get started, you know how we can do. We got to kick things off right. So everybody bow your heads and close your eyes. Bow and close. Thank you, Lord, for this another opportunity. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. And before we go another further, got to say good afternoon to my mama, Miss Edna Pemberton. She's on the other side of the room over there. And she's a little conquered out, y'all. And I'm going to tell y'all why in just a second. And I want to say what's up and hello and do your thing to my son, Daniel Digital. Yep, behind the camera right there. Got to say once again hello to one of my favorite girls in the whole wide world, Jazzy. that's right. So we have a small audience today, but that's all right. You know me. Whether it's a small audience or a big audience, we still are going to do our thing. So today we're talking about the media. And as I said before, one thing that we have learned this week is that the media is extremely important to the African-American community. But there's one other community that sometimes we forget to think about and to include, and that's one of my favorite communities. That's our young adults, ages 18 through 35. Sometimes we forget about them. And, you know, it's like, well, you're 18, you're old, you're grown now. You know, you should be, you know, you're grown on your own. That's the way it should be, right? That's the way people used to say it. Because that once you graduate from high school, you'd go on to college or go on to get a job. A few months later, you move out and, you know, into your own apartment and what have you, get your car and whatnot, and things like that. So, and now, if you notice on the news, they say that our generation, they call it the boomerang generation. So even the ones who move and go to college and they live in a dormitory, once they graduate from college, a lot of them are coming back home. And excuse me, I got some hair in my mouth. But even though they're coming back, and even those who go into the workforce, sometimes they're doing their thing, and it's not that we sometimes, and parents, listen, it's not always about us, okay? We sometimes turn the whole story and make it about us, right? What did I do wrong? You know, did I not raise them right? Did I shelter them too much? No, sometimes it is just what it is, okay? And believe me when I tell you, they will find their niche. They will find their niche. They will find their place in society. So as parents, now I'm not saying you have to let them stay with you indefinitely. That's between you and God and your family. I can't tell you how to run your household. But what I will say is this. We don't want to forget that generation. They are, I mean, if you ever sit down and talk with someone in that generation, you would notice how enthusiastic they can be, how creative they can be. This is a generation that can start their own businesses within a week and have it up and running, okay? So we don't want to forget that. Now, with that generation, now, for those of you who are 18 through 35, I will say this. Just because your parents expect more of you doesn't mean that they don't respect you. That just means that they know that God has a calling on your life, and they haven't seen you reach your potential. And sometimes they have not seen you even try to reach your potential because it seems like you've gotten comfortable where you are, living under your parents' roof or living with your cousin, with your auntie and things, or your best friend or whoever it is. So what they want to see their child, their children grow up to be just a huge, great part of society. Yeah, this is my grandson right here. This is TJ. TJ, say hi, everybody.
Hi.
Say hi, everybody.
I'm excited.
Yeah, this is my boogaloo. This is TJ. So hold on, TJ. TJ, let me ask you just to see what he'll say. TJ, what do you want to be when you grow up?
I think be a racer.
He wants to be a racer.
It's like a racer monster truck.
He wants to race monster trucks, right?
Mm-hmm.
Very good, very good. Okay. All right, do me a favor, go over there real quick. All right, so we were talking about the media. One thing that I know, media is no longer just, I'll start over here, radio. Radio is not just terrestrial radio anymore. Media is not just television, radio, and newspaper anymore. There is a lot more to media than we tend to think about sometimes in my generation. In case you're wondering, I don't mind telling you, I'm 52 years old. And so sometimes we forget that media is no longer just TV, radio, and newspaper. To be honest, there's a whole lot of people that no longer read the newspaper. Now, there's a lot of people who still read the newspaper because sometimes that's where the gaps can be. So you have a lot of people in the 18 to 35 age range who are thinking that, you know, the newspaper is outdated and nobody reads them anymore. They should all be out of business. Well, that's not the case. There are a lot of people in my generation or my parents' generation who still like reading the newspaper. They look forward to getting the newspaper every week, every month, every day, and reading what's in it. Also, they watch the news, of course. So let me just say this. I have who I call my media specialist, Daniel's Digital. So, media, when you think of the word media, what do you think of?
I think of, well, one, it'll be social media. Two, it'll definitely be TV. It'll definitely be TV, radio, newspapers. But social media will be one of the biggest ones nowadays.
Exactly. Did you guys hear that? The first thing he mentioned was social media. That is huge in today's society, not just in that generation, but for all generations. The social media is a huge part of our society these days. Think about it. Before social media, we had to pay for advertising. Social media gives you free advertising. You can post anything just about that's not, you know, on the severely offensive side, but you can post it on social media. You start a business, you could post it up that same day. People could call you back that same day that you start your business and ask you to do some business for them or ask you to collaborate with them. So social media is huge, and I want to talk a little bit more about social media. So let's think about social media. I have my honey bun right here. I call it honey bun. This is Tamara. Tamara, when you think of social media, name some of the social media that you think about. The first ones you think about are what?
Snapchat. Snapchat.
If y'all didn't hear her, which I'm sure you didn't, she said Snapchat and Instagram. Now, tell me the difference between the two.
You post videos or pictures, and then you just look at people's stories, and then the Instagram, it's kind of like Facebook where you can look at your timeline, and you can also add to your story.
Right. So social media and Snapchat, okay? And I know a lot of people still use Facebook. You know, the younger generation, some of them are not on Facebook as much. Except for when it comes to business. When it comes to business, a lot of people are still using Facebook. And let me encourage you all. Social media is not evil, okay? It depends on how you use it. If you are using, that's right, she gave me a thumbs up. If you are using social media to enhance your business, of course, that's not evil. That's free advertisement. That's smart business. You can also, of course, use Twitter. A lot of people say people don't use Twitter anymore. But if you want to hear anytime our president posts anything, he posts on Twitter. And immediately we know all about it. Everybody knows about it. He tweets everything. And everybody, young and old, knows everything that he says because he puts it on Twitter. Not Facebook, not Instagram, not Snapchat. He puts it on Twitter. So also there's another one, LinkedIn, for those of you who are business-minded. If you are looking for jobs or if you're looking for employees, you can get on LinkedIn. That's the one that's mainly for business. Also, Facebook is good for business as well. Now, let me warn some of you about, this is some of the warning that you need to know about social media. Once you post something, especially on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, it's there for good. Now, I know Snapchat, it disappears after a while. But if you post on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, those things are out there for good. So let me tell you this. If you are looking for a job or if you have your own business and now you need some clientele, you don't want to post all of your personal business out there. Every time someone offends you or makes you mad, you really don't want to post that. You don't want to blog about every doggone thing. You know, no, she didn't say this about me. No, he didn't say that about me. You know, you don't want to do that, okay? Because people do look at that when it comes a time for you to go get a job. I don't know if you guys are aware of this. Management, hiring managers, they read your Facebook. They read your social media because I did it when I was hiring. We read social media to see what you're up to on a daily basis because we don't want you misrepresenting our company, our business. You know, even though you may be thinking that your social media is your business, it has nothing to do with your professionalism, but it actually does. Okay? So, for example, I don't want to hire somebody as a driver who I know who always posting up every time they post something, they're smoking weed. Now, I know marijuana is legal in some states. However, still, me as a hiring manager, if every time I look on social media, you're posting about you smoking weed, I don't want to hire you as a driver. I don't want to hire you to work in my office, especially if I have clients coming in, if I have customers coming in. No, that's not the image I want to present for my company. And I'm talking about Rita Sue Will Productions. And so I have some interns who I've hired, and I'm telling you, I love my interns. They do a phenomenal job, as well as my daughter-in-law. She's not officially an intern, but she helps me out all the time, every time I ask her. And then sometimes she'll ask me, do you need some help, like she did today. I appreciate that, Tamara. The interns I have sometimes parents who come to me and ask me if I will use their daughters or child as an intern. And depending on who that child is, I may immediately say no. Because if you already have a hot head, meaning you have a hot temper, I don't want you talking to my customers because my customers may not always say something that you want to hear. And I don't need you firing back at my customers. You know, so a lot of what I do depends on the public. So I don't need somebody who's going to automatically fly off the handle, things like that. So that's what we're talking about today. We're going to link that in with what we're talking about, Black History, because you know this is Black History Month. So we're going to go over to the other side of the room, and I'll tell you what, I'll meet you over there. My mother is over there, y'all, and we're going to go over there. And today's menu is really simple. We have some homemade chicken noodle soup, and when I tell you, it is delectable. It is, because I made it myself. All right, I'm going to see y'all on the other side. Yeah, we're going to bring you some soup. Mm-hmm. Oh.
This is recent alphabet. bright leaves. So it was a great, really great time. Great time. Yeah. So I appreciate being her insight and how she making the senses work.
Absolutely, and Ms. Fee is right. We had a great time out there, and I want to say thank you to Commissioner Dr. Elba Garcia, Dallas County Commissioner, District 4, for hosting us for us today and partnering with the Census Bureau to host this event. It was outstanding, you guys, and so we're going to make sure that you know every time that we are in the community doing something, having an event, because we're going to have a lot of these. The Census Bureau, we have a lot of these because we want to make sure everyone is counted for the 2020 census. Now, and I say that, look, and my title today is Media and Black History. And I say that because we already know that the African-American media is important in every aspect. We cannot forget about an African-American media. Newspapers, the bloggers, the podcasts, all those who have podcasts. That's another media. That's another side of media that we don't think about automatically. But we have podcasts. We have people. We have the ones on YouTube. We have the ones who just do videos. And we cannot afford to forget about African American media. And so let's talk about the Media and Black History Month. Now, the reason I wanted to talk about that is because I want to make sure that our younger generations don't forget the enormous contributions that our people have had in America. We have made, when I tell you, we have developed, we have created, we have discovered, we have invented so many things that we still use today. You already know about the peanut butter, right? George Washington Carver, that was a black man. We know about His Honor, Thurgood Marshall, you know, the African-American judge. But I want to encourage everybody, our young people, you start making your history now. Mm-hmm. Don't wait until you get old, okay? Start making your history now. Be the first whatever. The first young black man to do something. The first young black man to DJ a Hispanic community event. You know, the first African American young man to be the photographer and videographer for a predominantly Hispanic community event. We can be everywhere, and just because it's not hosted by an African-American person doesn't mean that we cannot participate. So I want to challenge our people, our young African-American people to look beyond the box, you know, look outside the box. There are so many things we can do. Those of you who you said you wanted to write a book. It might not be completely ready yet, but guess what? You can write that book. Watch that, Bryce. Yeah, that's pretty hot. And if it's not done yet, guess what? Write that portion and then go back and write a part two. You know, but don't let anything stop you from reaching your goals. And those of you who want to be in media, I want to say this to you. Find out what it takes. Don't just grab a camera, do what you got to do, shoot the videos, shoot the footage, but also, learn about your craft, okay? There's no harm in going to school to learn about your craft. There's no harm in finding a mentor who is already doing what you want to do. You know, there are a lot of people out there who can help you out, and we don't know sometimes because we're getting arrogant and we don't want to ask because we're thinking, okay, we can make it on our own, we can do this on our own or whatnot. But get a mentor. You know, first and foremost, put God first. And if God called you to do it, you're not going to fail because the Bible tells us that with men, all things are impossible. But that's not so with God, because with God, all things are possible. And if God knew you couldn't do it, he wouldn't have told you to do it. So that's number one. You know, and I, you know, this is a Christian show, so, you know, y'all know I'm a church girl, so I got to go there on you. First of all, if God called you to do it, do it. Let's stop coming up with excuses. But the media, if you are in media, I want to let you know, you are extremely important to the Black History Month. We would like you to keep Black History Month alive every single year, the entire month of February. Now, we know now it's also Heart Awareness Month. That's cool. I have nothing wrong. I have nothing against Heart Awareness Month, but or Heart Health Month. I'm not sure how they say it. But let's not take any attention away from our Black history. It is extremely important because we have contributed so much to the culture that we call America. Even now, we are still contributing. And so we do not want to let that die. So everyone out there, if you have a podcast, if you have a newspaper, if you have a newsletter, if you are on a TV, if you're on cable, if you're on terrestrial radio, internet radio, wherever you are, make it count. And you start making your Black history now so that you're starting to leave your legacy now. And after the Lord calls you home, after you die, people don't have to look so deep to find out what you've done because they'll know while you're here, this is what you're doing. And you don't want to wait until, you know, a lot of young people, they wait until they graduate from college or they wait until they have this. They wait until they have all that together. And that might not be, you may not be able to do that. Do what you can right now, okay? Now, one other thing that I wanted to say. Last week we said we were going to check up on some people, correct? Because some people said they wanted to do some things. Or did we say 2 weeks? We said 2 weeks, didn't we? Okay, so not this week, but next week. Those of you who were on my show and those of you who were in my live audience, we are going to be checking up on you to make sure you are on task to do those things that you said you were going to do. We're going to be checking up on you. Also, I want to thank Ms. Keon for calling into the show last week, DeMarcus Hicks calling into the show last week, and for Sister Girl, whose letter we read last week on the show. I pray everything is going well between you and your parents regarding you being a nurse versus what they want you to be, which is a doctor. But I pray all is going well. Just remember, put that in God's hands. Keep an open communication with your parents, all right? And everything is going to be all right. Okay, y'all. Hey, believe it or not, my time is already up. That's been 30 minutes. So, yeah, that's it. But thank y'all for tuning in. If you have any questions, let me know. You can hit me up at ritasuzannewill@gmail.com. Or you can...
Hello, Andre.
You can also go to my website, ritasuzannewill.com. Also, let's see, you can... Oh, I'm on Facebook, Rita Williams. Really easy, okay? I want to say hello to everybody. Happy birthday, Keela. Happy birthday to you. Yep. That's my girl, my BFF. Happy birthday out there in Tampa, Florida. Have a whole lot of fun. So hello to everybody. Everybody who's been supportive of the show, who's been listening. Curtis Corbins, I know you've been listening to the show. Thank you very much. You also bought one of my books. Oh, I have a new book out, everybody. It's called... No, that's the second book. Yeah, five. Okay. Releasing Your Grudge in 5 Simple Steps. Thank you, Daniel Digital. Releasing Your Grudge in 5 Simple Steps. You can find it now on Amazon for $10 or on Kindle for $4.99. Okay. I will also have a book signing next Saturday at Half Price Books in Mesquite from 1 p.m. until 4 o'clock p.m. So, I would love to see you all out there. Let's go and do this thing. And those of you who asked about being a part of a play that we're doing in July, hit me up. I gave you all my information. Hit me up. Let me know, and we'll get that done, okay? If you want to be a part of the cast or the crew. All right. All right, so now listen. I'll be back here next week, same time, same place. If you know where I am, come on and stop by. If you don't know where I am, call in, all right? Why do I say that? Because I'm not going to give my address out on social media because I do this from my home. All right. But if you know where I live, come on by. If you don't know where I live, go ahead and call in. And thank you, guys. I love you very much. Listen, guys. Huh? Oh, you can call in. The phone number is 425-292-4444. That's 425-292-4444. And I just want, once again, thank you to everybody I have right now, and look, listen, now listen, y'all, don't judge me, don't be critical, but I right now have 995 listeners. Yes, that's right. That's why I even have listeners in Bulgaria. So thank you guys for listening, and I will see you here next week on KGCLRadio.com. Bye. God bless you.
Had a good conversation with Bryce.